أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل، وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل، ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل، وجعلهم كعصف مأكول. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we were discussing Abra's entry into Makkah Mukarramah, and he seized the camels of the people of Makkah, and more especially the camels of Abdul Muttalib. When Abdul Muttalib was approached by the envoy of Abraha, he brought Abdul Muttalib to Abraha, and Abraha was impressed with the composure, the personality, and even the striking features of Abdul Muttalib, and he seats him next to him on his throne. At that time, via the interpreter obviously, when Abraha asked Abdul Muttalib, "What can I do for you?" Abdul Muttalib replied that what you can do for me is to return my 200 camels. So Abraha was amazed at this response of Abdul Muttalib, and he said to him that, "Here I have come to destroy your Kaaba, the focal point of your life, that honor and that reverence you have of the house of Allah should have necessitated that you speak about me not destroying the house of the Kaaba and the Baytullah." So Abdul Muttalib gave a very simple reply, and he said that, "I am the owner of the camels, and that is my responsibility. That house is the house of Hazrat Ibrahim, the house of Allah, built by the Khalil of Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam." So from that point, he went on to explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his house, and if you interfere with the house of Allah, then you have declared a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way they departed. He got his camels back, and Abdul Muttalib comes back into Makkah Mukarramah. He summons the people of Makkah. They go to the house of Allah, to the Baytullah, to the Kaaba, to the door, and where the knocker, the round knocker of the door is, Abdul Muttalib clings upon it, and he makes dua to Allah. And the very similar words that, "Allah, this is your house. You have the best arrangement to look after and safeguard your house. So you look after your house." And then he takes the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, and they go out of Makkah onto the hillocks of Makkah. Abraha the next morning decides to go ahead with his attack. He comes with his army of elephants, and when you speak about the army of elephants, there were about 9 elephants in all. That when he had left Yemen and he intended Makkah, he wrote to the Negus of Abyssinia, and Negus had sent these elephants. One's name was Mahmud, which was the leader of all the elephants, a very, very dear and loved elephant by the Negus himself, and 8 other elephants, and together with that, an army of soldiers had marched onto Makkah Mukarramah. Now, whilst he had been fighting those wars that we spoke about yesterday, the 2 wars with the Arabs, that in one of them he captured one Arab by the name of Nufail bin Habib. And Nufail bin Habib was made to lead this army as a guide. And as Nufail bin Habib comes close to the Baytullah, he addresses this Mahmud, the animal, and he says to this elephant, "O elephant, you need to understand and know well that you are in the lands of Allah. You are in the lands which Allah has deemed as Baladul Amin, the secure and safe land. And should you go ahead, then you are going to do it in your own risk." So saying this, he leads these animals and he leads this army towards the Baytullah, and Mahmud sits down and refuses to go any further or any closer to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this created a lot of commotion in the army of Abraha. The herdsmen tried to lure the animals and the elephants to go forth, but Mahmud would remain sitting. When they would turn Mahmud towards the direction of Syria or Yemen, it will get up and it will move, but it refused to go towards the Baytullah. They then pierced some things into the nose of Mahmud, trying to pull it, but Mahmud will not move. They threatened it with different things like axes, etc. It remained at its place. At this point in time, and this is perhaps the chances and opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had availed to Abraha, but now when his determination grew stronger and stronger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Ababil. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about in the surah, and this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a matter of fact, the whole ummah. And here the address is also to the Quraysh of Makkah at the same time. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. That did you not see how your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dealt with the people of the elephants? That of course Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not born at that time, but the incident was famous. The whole of the Quraysh had witnessed this from the hillocks of Makkah Mukarrama. They had spoken about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also heard about it. And here is information now coming directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَغْلِيلٍ. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make the plot and the plan go astray, go wayward? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not destroy all the plans and the plots? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ. The plots and plans of going forth with this army of elephants to destroy the Baytullah, and at the same time, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the coastal side of Makkah Mukarrama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these little flying creatures, these little birds. It is stated that this bird was a very small bird. It looked somewhat like a pigeon, but at the same time, in its beak and on each of its feet, it had a little stone made of clay. And that stone was no more in size than that of a lentil. And then these birds were commanded to hover over the army of Abraha and let go of these clay stones. And as it fell, it began to penetrate the elephants and it penetrated the people, the army of Abraha. And in this way, the army of Abraha was destroyed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. That these little birds, these little flying animals, creatures, threw down the stones that were made of clay. And when that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made them like straw that was devoured. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ma'kul, something that is totally eaten up. And what actually transpired is as these small little clay stones hit the army of Abraha, the people began to die. And Abraha was the worst to suffer. In that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not wish that he dies immediately. And this is in actual fact the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes revenge, that his body began to become poisonous. The limbs of his body became poisonous. He returned to Yemen. He died in Yemen, and it is narrated about him that part by part of his body, each limb at a time fell off from his body. In other words, on one day he would see that one hand was lost, then the other hand, and then the legs and the feet, etc. And in this way, his total body disjoint itself, and he died this death of misery. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha narrate that they had seen two of the herdsmen that were in the army of Abraha, and their sight was a very pitiful sight, that they had been crippled, they became blind, and they had to beg for their living. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the miserable plight of Abraha, and the army of Abraha. Now here we learn some very, very important lessons very quickly, and that is when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever should we oppose the deen of Allah. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, that whoever opposes Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very severe. Not even in a joke, not even in jest, should we joke and jest about the deen of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also another very important point is that we cannot use the logic applied by Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that he said that Allah will look after his house, I will look after my camels. So when there is a severe need to protect the deen of Allah, we cannot sit back, go onto the hills and say, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at that time there was no deen, there was no Islam, there was no command of protection of the deen of Allah. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, kunu ansar Allah. O you who believe, become the ansar of Allah. Become the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tansurullaha yansurkum. If you have the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. And wa in tatawallaw yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. If you turn away from helping the deen of Allah, then Allah forbid, Allah will destroy you and Allah will bring another nation that will protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the important message that is delivered in this surah is that as far as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, never ever should we interfere with it, never ever should we mock the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.